You must be very pleased.
Very pleased. Well, yeah, very pleased. I mean, especially as a week ago, it was looking a bit dodgy. But the count, the way that Charlie Parker organised the count, was that, well, most people have fallen asleep by the results, because it had gone on that long. But the way they had actually a far better system of doing the parish counts this time. Previously, it was like one sheet of paper, and we're all transferring them across like that on bits of paper. But this time, they had them skirt things. But what they did do was took all the votes that were all Lib Dems and put them on one side, out of the way, and just counted the mixed ones. And when it looked like, what it looked like on the mixed ones was not very good. And I'm thinking, could be struggling here. Of course, when they brought all the fives out, it kind of turned the result upside down and we were in. But so yeah, it was at a point last week when I wasn't sure I was going to be here tonight.
Well, you are, and you've already said that you've got hopes that in the next year and coming years that the localism agenda of the national government might have an impact here. I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, we need to get hold of it. It's been 2 years now since we've had a try to go for it in the Local Government Act 2007 and 2008, amending 2008, allowed parish councils to take on more powers. Unfortunately, by the time we found out about it in 2009, it was a bit late in the cycle of this council to do anything about it. You have to get 80% of your councils accredited, and by the time we'd done that, it wasn't worth bothering me. But this new localism bill, which is, I think, probably an extension of that, means that I don't know what it's going to entail in training, but we certainly need to smarten our act as a parish council for when that comes in, because it is going to devolve powers down to a very local level. From what I can see, almost down to street level, or postcode level, as it appears in the bill. I mean, that's not much more than the street. So we need to be ready to have procedures in place that will take advantage of the fact that we can take control and do something. And our current standing orders, I don't think, fully allow us to do this. And we need to sit down, review them, and bring in them, and change them as necessary, so we to a point where we think they will be suitable for the new style localism.
And you mentioned your charities that you're going to be working for in the coming year. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, as I said, I was slightly selfish in that I picked charities because I know the effect that these illnesses have on the people. People close to me, I've got MS. People close to me, I've got Parkinson's. And there are lots of other charities out there could do with the money, but you can't do all of them. You've actually got to pick the ones that you know. Well, I've picked the ones I know something about, that I know people would really appreciate the extra funding to do a little bit more. You know, in MS, I've got a close friend who's actually flown to India to have an operation that we don't do in England on the National Service, because they won't fund it, they won't do it. It made a hell of a difference to her life. But I think maybe we should be funding the research that would allow the NHS to do that sort of operation over here and save a 7,000 or 8,000 mile flight over to the other side of the world. Parkinson's, it's not a curable disease, it's a debilitating disease. It doesn't kill people, but it ruins the quality of life. What we need is more research to actually improve the drugs that can improve the quality of life, for what life they do have left. And yet, osteoarthritis, that affects a massive amount of people. I'm probably not too far away from it myself. My knuckles are feeling a bit crinkly.